have a new album out titled Love Bug, and I imagine you may be singing some of those songs to some children in Chicago this weekend at Harris Theater. I wonder if you'd tell me what Love Bug means to you, that album.
On Sunday, April 8th at 1 p.m. at the Harris Theater, I'm going to be singing songs with my audience who will sing along. It'll be a love fest. And Love Bug is an album, a song, actually, that I wrote out of the wonder of where do hugs come from? Where does the feeling of wanting to give someone a hug come from? And I thought, everybody's got a love bug deep inside where the hugs come from. That's what gave rise to that song. And I want to let you know that since that album, I actually recorded another one called Owl Sing Along. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. It's got owl sounds in it. And I'll be singing probably that song as well. But mostly, in Chicago at the Harris Theater, I'm going to be singing songs that people know. Songs of mine like Banana Phone and Baby Beluga. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm a big Beluga fan, Beluga grad, if you will, and absolutely. You know, and I'll try not to take too much time here, but I wanted to ask you if you could go back and tell us how you got started, what drove you to do what you do, and could you have ever imagined that you would have such an impact on people?
My goodness, what a question. I got started some 42 years ago on a rug on the floor in a nursery school. I had the good fortune to be married for a time to a compassionate kindergarten teacher who taught me all about kids. Kids are whole people, deserving of respect, she said. And that core value of respect lit up my whole, children's music career. And my first album, Singable Songs for the Very Young, was so instantly popular, it gave me a career in entertaining children, and I've taken that work seriously all this time. I've been a children's advocate, and I sing songs that, give children a feeling of a positive sense of what it feels like to be alive and what we celebrate about the world we love. And so it's fun. It's work that I'm really fortunate to be able to do in my fifth decade of being a children's entertainer.
Here's one going back a ways. Do you remember the first song that you ever learned to play?
Probably not. Although, I used to sing songs in my teens that were Beatles songs, so it may have been one of the Beatles songs.
That may answer my next question, which was, do you have a favorite song from the 70s or 80s or a favorite musician or band that influenced you?
Probably the Beatles, but also I was a big fan of folk music. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Pete Seeger was a hero of mine. I got to meet him actually and sing with him. But speaking of Beatles, I want you to know that on my upcoming album, which will be out in August, I actually recorded my version of "Here Comes the Sun," and I'm quite proud of it. It sounds quite shiny.
Oh, that's excellent. I can't wait to hear that. What advice would you give a young person or a child or teen who loves music and is thinking about, going into it, becoming a musician?
Well, if you're going to be a children's entertainer, I say sing the songs that you yourself enjoy, and offer them with playfulness and respect for your young audience.
Excellent advice. Here in Chicago, and more so in certain neighborhoods of Chicago, kids grow up either living with gun violence or certainly at the very least hearing about it. And really, there are all kinds of challenges kids today face that we didn't grow up with, social media, perhaps even climate change. I wonder what you believe are some of the most important issues to which our kids or even parents should pay closer attention.
Well, we need to co-create a culture of respect for one another. I think that begins early. With recognizing that the young child is deserving of respect. So respectful love is the first principle of a philosophy I developed called child honoring. And as I say, when we treat each other with respect, when we remember the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do to you, that's the way to build resilience in our communities, make safer neighborhoods, create community culture that is joyful, respectful. That's what we all want, and it's what we need more of. So that's what I'm trying to do with my songs.
You know, I will be in Texas this weekend. I'm so sad that I can't see you. My kids will miss you, but all three of them know you. And I just want to say, enjoy our city. I know it'll enjoy you. It's really been an honor to speak with you this morning. And I thank you for sharing your time.
Thank you. It's been fun. I look forward to being in Chicago with my fans on Sunday.